Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
We are all dumber for having listened. No points awarded. And may God have mercy on your soul, Mr. Jacobs. That was a horrific answer.
Why is anyone even honestly, I won't say taking the bait, but paying attention?
Because everything runs, they say, the hockey team.
But it's always usually circular, nonsensical narrative.
Yeah, that's not great. He's got some work to do. You know, we talk about PR and fixing things. For example, Stefon Diggs maybe has some PR that he needs to go through right now. Charlie Jacobs could use a little PR help after that comment.
If I'm Steph Diggs, I steer into it.
You take more drugs, allegedly?
No. I'm just saying, like, own it. Like, yeah, got a little out of hand. Shouldn't have had a phone. My bad. Sorry about that. But also, I'm your wide receiver one, so get used to it.
I just wish he was that good. I totally agree with you.
Two, three years ago? Yeah.
I would love for him to go all Randy Moss, be like, I'm about to do things you never seen, just like you already seen things you never seen on social media. Mm-hmm. He's not good enough to do that anymore. He's not good enough to steer into it. But we played a little Bruins rejoin there because Stiz has been sitting on that for weeks and wanting to play it, and we hadn't had the chance, if we're being honest. But also, we have some news out of the world of the Bruins. We have another finalist for their head coaching job. A familiar name, familiar face for them, Jay Leach, their defensive coach this year, first year on, well, Jim Montgomery's staff until it was no longer Jim Montgomery's staff. He is, I believe he interviewed today, according to The Athletic. Fluto Shinzawa said he was at Warrior Ice Arena. Yeah, in-person interview on Thursday. He joins Marco Sturm and Mitch Love as the three confirmed finalists.
Mitch Love.
Yeah, you like him? I love him. Go ahead.
Andy's getting tired.
We're past getting, my friends. The fact that I pulled an all-nighter is catching
you
up.
You are playing
to my
verbal
old ass.
Bumper cars with your own thoughts. Absolutely. Right now.
Can you quickly contextualize that, by the way? You've been dancing around that today.
So last night was my son's senior prom, and in our town, they
play
do
some prom music.
Do we have prom music? Like
prom music? Yo, last dance.
Last dance of my life. We should probably get on the same page and not sing a mixed.
You were in the middle of the prom. Well, actually, no, that yours can be played at the end, too. But everyone, don't they usually play Last Dance and then everyone?
I don't know. I wasn't at the prom, but last night they had the prom in our town. They do one of those post-prom parties at the school.
Oh, the PPP.
The safe party where everybody comes to. You get breathalyzed coming in. We know there's no alcohol. It's just a safe, fun environment. The gymnasium's decorated. The auditorium. There's shows, movies, there's different things. It was
fun.
Do
they provide like snacks and beverages for them?
Oh, yeah. There were subs. Yeah. There was subs. There was chicken. I sampled everything. I was having ice cream treats at like 3 a.m. and bags of chips. And
oh, yeah.
All Awaken 180 approved.
100%. If it happens after midnight, it didn't happen at all in a school
gymnasium.
And look,
you didn't turn into a gremlin.
I did not. But, yeah, so I worked some chaperoning, some cleanup when they were breaking down everything that was in the gymnasium. And I was fueled on Lucky Energy. So, yeah, last night I went to bed at 10:30. Set my alarm for midnight to get up to go to the high school. Stayed at the high school till like 5:30 a.m. Went home, got another like hour of bad sleep. So I'm working on like 2.5-3 hours sleep. A lot of Lucky Energy.
Any
caffeine.
Pink substances floating around? Mm-hmm.
No,
Necco wafers.
I
and
did
Trident gum.
They did have like an oxygen bar where flavored.
Wait
you put
a second.
This thing on. And
kids
you...
were doing. Come on. Oxygen yeah. bars, they do make you feel really good.
Shots of O2.
And it was just different scents and odors and different things that I was inhaling legally. This is no Stephon
Diggs. How does that look, by the way? Just like when like the dad Perone is over there just like huffing a little O2 shot.
I think it was fine. I mean, what happens at 3 a.m. in the high school gymnasium, as I said, stays.
Yo, Hart, your dad is over there just getting mashed on
but
O2
it was fun.
On oxygen.
It was fun, but yeah, if... you know, might be running out of gas a little bit here late in the show. And,
perfect timing.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine for that.
You know, this is going to put my win streak in jeopardy. I'm going to pre-excuse.
Nope. You're not allowed to. I've
eaten
two straight L's.
Ted's already making pre-excuses for why he no longer believes the Patriots are going to win 10 games. I can make pre-excuses for why I'm not going to win Quiz with Stiz. It is Thursday. It's 5:30. It's time for Quiz with Stiz.
All right, boys, you know the name, you know the game. It is Quiz with Stiz.
And you're Stiz.
That's right. I am Stiz, the Quiz Master.
I'm even familiar with the music you had someone compose for the
show. That's right. You like that? Very
like
original.
He stole this.
Tonight, Nick Stevens will again battle Andy Hart to see who is the smartest man in the world.
Who, unlike the Red Sox, has a win streak? That'd be me.
Pass it over to my behind-the-glass brethren, Jan, for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. It is Andy versus Nick, as you mentioned. Battle to 5 correct answers. Each host will get a question on a topic that Stiz has picked for today's quiz. They will get the chance to answer if they do not get it right. The other host has the chance to steal. If neither get it, then it will open up to multiple choice. First to 5 wins the quiz. No lifeline today, so it's just Andy and his tired brain versus Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I think his rested enough brain.
Reasonably rested and also just like focused.
Focused.
I'm very focused this
week.
That
sentence didn't seem focused.
No,
you couldn't land the sentence that was saying you were focused.
I've been eating really well and going to bed on time, get ready for the half marathon. So I'm like, this is as sharp as I will be.
Fitzy leads the all-time series 4-3 is where the current all-time series is. Andy has won 2 in a row. Stiz, over to you.
All right, Andy, you won last week. Before I give you tonight's theme, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will go
first. I don't think it's ever failed when we've
done this.
We both say it.
Nope. All right, gentlemen, tonight's theme.
Wait, it's been tails like 3-4 weeks in a row. This
absolutely.
Is starting to...
Tonight's theme, sports scandals and sports fines.
Fines with a D or an E?
Scandals and sports
with an S.
Fines.
F-I-N-E-S. Sports fines. All right, Andrew, question number 1. After this player's awkward interaction with police, Coach Belichick said on this player's availability, quote, "We'll see on Saturday. I can Xerox you a copy of the game plan, and you can send it to Kansas City. That may be easier on all of us."
I mean, I'm hoping you gave me a clue in the question, and I'm going to say Chandler Jones.
He got it, ladies and gentlemen. Chandler Jones with the synthetic marijuana. Remember
that?
Did
you ever hear the rumor about why Belichick had a shiner that week?
I mean, I've heard rumors. Jordan
Please do
popped
tell.
Him.
Chandler? Him and Chandler?
Couldn't have been Jordan. Really? She was in preschool at the time.
I think they were still dating.
Yep.
Hey.
All right, Nick.
Legal.
Here we go. How much was Grizzly star Ja Morant fined by the NBA for making gun gestures with his fingers to celebrate three-pointers?
No, I am celibate because I've been married 20 years. That's just a fact of life.
I know.
Fitzy's wife catching strays.
Okay. I'm not going to worry about her listening. So he gets what player? I get a how much. Man, whoever gets the how much questions. All right, fine. I don't know. How about $50,000?
No, I'm sorry. Andrew.
How about $250,000. $250,000.
Oof. No, sorry. Nick, was it A, $75,000, B, $100,000, or C, $150,000?
75 is an escalation. 100,000 seems to make sense. Is 150 the answer?
I don't know why you're asking me. Ask your brain.
Ted!
Oh, he's not here.
Yes?
I'm going to go with 150,000. Damn it.
Andrew!
Turn your mic on. So I got 75 or 100. I'm going to go 75.
Wow.
He got it.
$75,000? What an arbitrary number. This game's already over.
What is it two or three?
It's two.
Two nothing.
So two nothing back
over.
To you.
2-0. If this were soccer, it's
right.
over.
Andy.
This
is nonsense. In 2021, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb was fined more than $20,000 for this minor infraction.
He did an illegal celebration. I'm going to need you to listen when I answer back there. He did an illegal celebration.
No, sorry.
For this minor infraction.
Is this another Belichick
question? CeeDee Lamb brought a child on the field.
No.
A minor.
Andy, was it A, being late to a game, B, a touchdown celebration, or C, an untucked jersey?
Look, it can't be celebration because they're in celebration, so it's either late to a game. I don't like that. So I'll say an untucked jersey.
Wow.
What'd I tell you? Game's over.
Should have gone with untuck it.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, so nope. Screw them.
All right, Nicholas.
Never be a sponsor.
In 2013, Brooklyn Nets player Andre Blatche was fined $15,000 for his celebratory Big Balls Dance. Which NBA player popularized the Big Balls Dance?
Is this me?
No.
It's
me. That's Nick.
LeBron James.
Sorry, Andy.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Ooh, no.
Oh, good. I might have
Nick,
a chance to get back in this. Come on.
Was it A, Kobe Bryant, B, Sam Cassell, C, Allen Iverson?
The big balls? Sam Cassell, Allen Iverson,
that.
Or who? Kobe Bryant?
That's right.
I'll go with Allen Iverson.
Why
do I play?
Man.
Why do I play?
So I'm going to say Sam Cassell.
Sure.
That's right.
Sure.
Sam Cassell popularized the Big Balls Dance.
I should
in the
sleep
NBA.
Less.
Is that possible?
Ass. No.
All right. Andy, also in 2013, this quarterback was fined $10,000 by the NFL for wearing unauthorized Under Armour visor clips on his helmet.
Unauthorized.
I think Nick knows it.
Under Armour.
This player?
Visor clips. What year?
This quarterback, 2013.
So it's not the guy I was thinking about. So therefore, it's somebody else, which I'm not thinking about.
Five seconds.
What a disaster.
How about... I got no... RG3.
No.
No idea.
Nick.
You just said the quarterback.
Tom Brady.
No.
Damn it, he's a part owner.
Yeah, I know, but...
Andy, was it A, Cam Newton, B, Geno Smith, or C, Colin Kaepernick?
I'm going to say Cam Newton.
It's oh, my goodness.
What is this, 5-0?
It's a runoff.
5-0.
Stop the fight.
It is
a singing exhibition.
Am I going to get mercied?
Throw the damn towel.
Throw the towel.
It's already over. Don't we
throw
play
the
to 5?
Throw the damn towel.
Yeah, that's it. Andy?
That is the most embarrassing effort in the history of efforts.
Well, let's just play out the rest.
Yeah,
screen.
Well, you got any more questions? I'm happy to keep, like, this is just for
my
fun.
My God.
All right, we'll keep
what
going.
The mutilated Nicholas. Corpse of Nick Stevens.
Or remember when you were a winner in this thing?
It was 4-1,
folks.
And then 4-1,
it was Dragon, can't be beat.
It was
L7, Nick,
holy
L7.
Smokes.
All right, Nicholas.
I'll give you the L7.
In 1999, this MLB manager was fined $5,000 and a 2-game suspension for wearing a fake mustache.
Bobby Valentine.
Wow.
All right.
Talk about
now
the,
that the pressure's
question
off.
Or whatever. Like, that was so easy.
All right. All
it was
right.
Hilarious. He actually came back into the dugout.
I know.
With an outfit.
Yeah, I can't believe they fined him for that. So he was just doing a prank and they...
Well, wait, no, you were thrown out of the game. He's not supposed to be in...
And he made a mockery of it. He didn't just return. He made a mockery of his return.
All right, Andrew.
Yes.
This Patriots wide receiver was charged with driving under the influence in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2014.
Is Raleigh near Raleigh?
Raleigh. Let's rally to Raleigh.
Had his rally cap on. Which Patriots wide receiver, Raleigh, Rishe Caldwell?
Nicholas.
Once again, the question?
This Patriots wide receiver was charged with driving under the influence in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2014.
In 2014, I'm going to go with Brandon LaFell.
Just want to remind everybody, this is for entertainment purposes only. I already won this game.
That's right. Andy, was it A, Brandon Spikes, B, Michael Floyd, C, Josh Gordon?
I will
thought
say.
You guys were like the Patriots people. Dan and I thought for sure, like, oh, somebody's
yeah,
going
no,
to
no, no, no,
well,
no.
Well, Michael Floyd, I think, was in Arizona, one of his. So I am going to say Michael Floyd.
It was Michael Floyd. No, I mean, it was
he
the other guy.
He said Michael Floyd.
Yep, that was the other guy. It was the other answer, C.
Josh Gordon.
I mean, those were the two obvious candidates. Brandon Spikes doesn't
play receiver. No, no, the comeback is on. I need to redeem myself for next week. No.
All right, Nick.
Last one.
This is Patriots feel good.
No, this is like when they lost in Kansas City and Belichick lauded their momentum that they built with their effort in the fourth quarter.
This is not when Ted
then
lost
we're on
to the
to
Cowboys.
Cincinnati. Yo, no, I'm about again. To be on to Cincinnati, mofo.
All right, Nick, let's see. This Patriots player arrested in Beverly Hills for misdemeanor vandalism after causing damage to a Mercedes-Benz.
That would be the squirrel, otherwise known as future Hall of Famer Julian Edelman.
That's right.
Wow.
Bubs.
Thank God you didn't get these gimmies early on. It might have been an actual game.
Yeah. How many rupees if you take the fine of Ja Morant? Is that
Andy? How many months did Michael Vick serve in prison after being convicted of dogfighting and animal cruelty?
This is what happens.
Wow, there is a wide variety of questions here.
That's the beauty of the quiz.
18.
That would have been my guess.
Not too far off.
Okay.
Not too far off.
I'm gonna
go. Can you not?
I'll go with 20.
Andy, was it A, 16, B, 9, C, 23?
So 16 should be the answer unless you're an idiot. You said not far off, and that's the closest to what I said.
I'll go with 23.
Also oh not far off.
What is it, 5-4 now?
Yeah.
Last question.
Andy.
Wait, this doesn't count.
Why? Why?
It ends at 5.
Why does it end at 5?
Because that's how the game is played.
No, it's not supposed to be played that way. What if I tie?
No.
Look at Zach is over here. Zach is laughing
the
at
rules,
you.
The rules, Dan
Ball
states.
Me back at, what?
First
rules.
To five wins.
Dan does state that in the rules. We
thank
need to,
you.
As a show, come up with if we're going to keep it that way. All right, Andy.
I think that is absolute trash.
For all the tea in China.
You're trash.
This WWE
this
Hall of Famer.
This question's mine.
Is it?
Yes, he went first.
Okay. Nick, this WWE Hall of Famer got the nickname Charlie Hustle during a spring training game against the Yankees in his rookie season.
This WWE Hall of Fame, that would be Pete Rose.
I mean.
And that would be right.
Thank God this didn't count, because you had just beach ball after beach ball you're lobbing up to him. I mean, not even Trevor Story would have missed those pitches. I mean, you just
well,
lobbed it in there.
I don't know about that. He didn't
Holy
get a hit
Moses.
Off a position player.
Good Lord. Thank God I got
all right,
out of the
man,
way.
What a tie, you guys.
Victory is mine.
What a
it doesn't
tie.
Feel as good as it felt a little while ago.
Ah, that's
but
what
it's
you get.
Still
you,
victory.
You don't want any of this next week.
I'm on a 3-game winning streak. I'd always rather be the team on a 3-game winning streak. Always.
You don't want any
to,
of this next
to
week.
To clarify the rule so that Andy is the winner, it is the first to 5, but we offer the redemption if it's 5-4 for the last question. Kind of a bottom of the ninth type rule.
First to 5.
Yeah, and I went up 5-0, and then you.
A lot of questionable calls. The game is being played under protest right now.
I was
now.
Like the
Read
Celtics
that rule,
there. I was like the Celtics up right? 20, and then I just blew it.
I mean, we usually leave most quizzes under protest, wow. So that just means
yeah.
It went
we
according
always have
to
an
plan.
Argument. That means it was a good quiz. If
somebody's
an argument
like,
no,
I'm
end,
protesting this yep. One every yep. Time. That means it was a good quiz.
Somewhere
good quiz.
Ted's punching his speakers of his truck, and he's upset
I
with us.
I can't believe this!
That we didn't have a lifeline today. We didn't really
nope.
Need him, I
See,
guess.
See, Ted?
So that was Quiz with Stiz. Another week, another win for Andy Hart. We are now tied at 4. 4-4. 4 victories for each side. The rubber match, or at least the important next game, will be next Thursday, 5:30. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, a little crossover fun with Christian Arcand, who gets a full show on a Thursday night with the Red Sox off, and some other fun stuff to odds and ends it out of here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Just had a great chat with Andy Hart, athletic motivator, Coach Supreme.
It wasn't that hard to bring into it some enlightenment to your predicament.
Andy Hart, athletic supporter.
Andy Hart, athletic. That's a new segment on the show. Andy Hart, athletic supporter.
I'm all for it. Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's a place to donate your car, your RV, your real estate, your motorcycle.
Why don't we get an
it's
athletic
cars with
support?
A K.
It's Cars with a K. Or visit carsforkids.com.
Am I to gather we're not expanding on this conversation on air?
Conversation? No, we don't need to bring Fitzy's personal life on air.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he did, but we don't need to bring it any further because we got important things to get to.
Yeah.
So
it's carsforkids.org.
Sydney Sweeney, carsforkids.org, that's with a K. Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney, with an S, both names, is apparently going to be auctioning or selling something that you couldn't guess. Like, what would you normally guess? If you said Sydney Sweeney's going to sell something that a lot of creepy dudes are interested
feet
in.
Feet pics.
Okay. Good guess. Not that. What else? Creepy dudes.
Excrement.
That's really creepy.
Well, you said she's going to be selling something you normally can't get and creepy dudes would want it.
Okay. Because nudes are available on the internet and movies and different things she's been in. No, but you're close, Nick. And this just tells me how gross and creepy men really are. I have no interest in this. This makes me feel good about myself that I have no interest in this. Sydney Sweeney.
Uh-huh.
Is going to start selling
soap
made from her bathwater, dirty bathwater.
Now, if someone wanted to buy this soap, where would one go?
If it's made through the company, I think, no. It's actually sold in Arts Uber, our Uber driver we took over to Scores in the TD Garden that day.
So he may buy the stock out, honestly.
No, I think Dr. Squatch, I just looked it up. Dr. Squatch is the maker. That is usually available, obviously, on Instagram and fine online boutiques, but also like Target.
Why would you want dirty bathwater? I don't care how hot
it's definitely not made from her dirty bathwater. That's number one. Number two, that would be fraud.
It's going to smell like bathwater.
Pretty sure that would be fraud if they could ever prove that.
No, she's going to make millions off this.
That's the crazy part. If it says it's her bathwater,
somebody may draw
the bathwater and she can just touch it and go, yes, this is mine. Therefore, it is her bathwater.
Bathwater is something you bathe in.
No, bathwater is something you prepare in a bathtub.
I don't
like Arcand.
So. If you, you say have it's Sydney Sweeney's bathwater, she has to
child.
Bathe in it.
I got a 7-year-old that still takes baths. When I draw up his bath, I don't say it's not your bathwater until your filthy child frame gets in there. It's your bathwater.
Well, what makes it his bath? What would make this her bathwater? Was she present when the water came out
yes,
of the spigot?
That's what I'm saying.
No, so she has to be in the bathroom.
She's owner of it.
I don't think.
She has to bathe in it for
I mean,
it to
that may
be
like a legal technicality that Squatch uses, but I don't know that, like, that. That would be pretty rotten.
They might probably have greater legal minds on retainer than are sitting in this radio broadcast.
I highly doubt that. And also, I love when Andy's like, why would anybody want Sydney Sweeney's bathwater? Like Sister Mary Frances over here. You don't think people would want Sydney Sweeney's bathwater? Are you serious?
I would not.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how many candles sold that were made from the scent of Gwyneth Paltrow's?
You know how many weird freaks there are in the world, Andy? Like, come on. The fact that you seem like mystified by this is baffling to me.
The fact
as a man, it bothers me.
The fact that I did as a... Oh, is this our new segment? As a man.
Yeah, it bothers me.
As
I'm
a man.
Ashamed for other men out there.
The all, fact that, all you people buying the bathwater
the fact
out there.
That, men. The fact that...
As a man, I think it costs too much to buy Sydney Sweeney's
wait,
bathwater.
Honestly, like... Oh, actually, I'll tell you what. I refuse to buy these Dr. Squatch products, but feel free to sponsor the As a Man segment here on Afternoons. Yeah. Because they're too... I don't need to spend... Like, I'm going to go off on a whole rant on the whole thing. $3 to $5 is an appropriate amount of money to spend on a stick of deodorant. You shouldn't be spending $12 to $15 on whole body deodorant, all natural.
Oh, everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. What are people do? Honestly, what are you natural, Mandoodle? What do you?
I don't know anyone
spending?
Who uses that full body deodorant. By the way,
I don't
know anyone
do
who does.
Who needs to do the whole?
You do it down there once, and that's it. I'm not going back to it. I'm not. You know, like what I'm going to do it, and then go back to the pits or like some other part of my body. No way.
And Arcand, Arcand. Some of them aren't.
It's
sticks.
Like a roller. Yeah.
No, some of them aren't sticks, rollers, or aerosol. Some of them are like whole body deodorant cream.
Yeah.
That you're right. If you go one place, then you can't go anywhere else ever again.
That's
right.
It. That's the tweet.
So it's not really whole body. It's once whole body
no,
and
it's
then just
no,
one
it's
place.
Actually, Andy, it's whole body.
Yes, with a different spelling. Yes, I see what you did there.
Can I buy a body wash made out of Sydney Sweeney's deodorant all body stick?
No, I don't want that. Would
can
you
I,
want that?
Can I buy a bath?
Wow,
can
he didn't
I,
answer.
Can I buy a right, body wash made out of Sydney creep. Sweeney's leftover cereal milk?
No, I'm more interested in that. What kind of cereal?
Like Lucky
Captain
Charms.
Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Okay, now
oh, Captain
it.
Crunch.
That would smell sweet. And
Greg
yummy.
Hill got the Gwyneth Paltrow candle when that came out.
Were you here when I said that a minute
why?
Ago?
Why? Oh, well, sorry. Okay. I was on the show, and it didn't. It just smelled like a candle. So this is definitely
well,
not, a gimmick, but it's
but
going
it
to sell
no,
like hotcakes.
It did have like, there was some like little, it was an odd scent. It wasn't just like
usually
beeswax.
Is.
This segment took a turn.
I don't think it was as advertised, I'll say
but
that.
Well, how do you know? You don't know what Gwyneth Paltrow smells like.
Well, how do you like, know?
You
whoa, whoa, whoa.
No way to
how
know
do you
that.
Know Stiz,
she uses,
who has a lot of good stories,
the,
doesn't
true.
Know?
She does the goop thing where like she like rolls around on the ground and eats vegetables and prays. To, I don't know. It's weird.
Like this segment. This is the oddest of odds and ends that we've ever done.
I think it's so,
let's just go to Christian Arcand and see if he's going to be talking about Sydney Sweeney's bathwater smell.
Probably not, but I was thinking about this on the way. Did you guys ever talk about the one gorilla versus 100 men thing? Did you guys ever talk
oh, yeah.
about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the four of you could take Ted Johnson arm wrestling? All four of you 100%. Working together
no.
could beat Ted Johnson no. in an arm wrestling match?
No. Four of us?
No. Four men.
No.
But yes. how?
Well, not four men. I mean, so, you
but
know,
do we,
right.
how do we do it?
Here, right?
Do we all have to grab him? Or can we like
no, no, no. You're all one arm with all of your arms together. The
yeah,
force
no.
of all four of your arms.
Because we would be awkward. We'd be like sliding off.
No.
Now, if you said we could use
what if
some
it was
sort of
like
apparatus.
One person with the strength of all four of you versus him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Then you think you could. Okay, so that's yeah. sort of, I'm like in a gray
know.
Area.
I don't
there.
Know. Yeah. Guys, Ted.
Ted is a gorilla. I mean,
have you seen Ted? The
yeah,
Ted,
I've seen him.
The Ted Hulk?
Yeah. We could beat him.
You sure?
Yeah, I just need you guys to do a little. I'll
Andy
carry
thinks
most
Andy
of the
thinks
weight.
He can do it himself.
Listen to this.
Andy
listen
thinks
to
he can beat him
listen
himself.
To
look
Bobby
at him.
Bench
no,
press
I don't.
Over
no,
here.
I don't.
How much you bench, bro?
No, I don't.
He's thinking about.
I think I could do. That is my bad bicep, though. Although he tore his bicep too, so it's a battle of torn
oh
biceps.
Oh my god!
Totally.
I swear to God, really. Can we go back to when yeah. Stiz missed when I talked about the candle?
Computes.
Yes. Yes.
Pull him. Wait, are you talking about that on the Christian Arcand show?
No, I just it was a thought I had driving in here. I've been yelling and screaming about the Red Sox for 2 days, so I'm going to have Sean McAdam come on with his stately way of speaking and give us a bit more mature viewpoint
as
on all this.
As the kids would say, I'm here for it.
I can't be screaming and yelling about that. What is so funny, Fitzy?
For what? There's two texts about the Dr. Squatch Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap. I would wash my mouth out with that soap, one 401 texter. Another 401 texter. I'd use her bathwater to cook my pasta.
Nice. Nope. I think Billy said that today.
Yeah, no.
That's pretty good.
I don't have any interest in any of that.
Why? Okay,
it's disgusting.
Anyway, so Arkan,
what do you mean,
so you heard our conversation with Cora. Can you figure
Andy
out?
Andy makes love through a sheet in a, like, you know what I mean?
100%.
That's what he does.
With the lights off.
Exactly.
It's true.
One, can you figure out how Cora is able to put on this facade where he makes it seem like everything's okay when we're talking to him about the dissolution of a team predicted to win 94 wins? And also, how do you really think it got to be this bad?
Well, the first answer to the question, the first question you asked, I think,
yes,
is that's his natural sort of way of looking at things. And he has gone through worse than this with this ownership group and not only survived it, but been rewarded with a contract extension. So on some level, I kind of feel like, yeah, there's a reason why he thinks he's so secure. This isn't the worst segment. You know, this isn't the worst bit of Alex Cora managing that we've seen here, or the worst stretch that the Red Sox have had. They've had last place finishes more recently than this. So, like,
soon.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, and they might this year too. But I think that may account for some of it. The other thing, though, is that when you guys sort of cornered him about the fib he told, and he's like, well, you know, sometimes you got to do that. He told us last year, I'm not going to negotiate. I'm not going to negotiate my contract. He didn't have to tell us that. He didn't have to tell anybody that.
Right.
He could have just said, that's up to my agent. I'm not, you know, like, that's not on my mind right now. He said, I am not going to negotiate until the end of the year. And then, like, a month later, he's got a new contract extension.
Right.
So sometimes you don't have to lie. Sometimes you just want to. Sometimes you just like it. You know, I'm starting to wonder if he's, like, a like-it guy.
And, yeah, I mean, I will be honest in terms of liking it. I like talking to him every week.
He does, I like him, too.
It's better than, I always compare the alternative if I had to do Bill Belichick interviews every week and how those would go, especially in situations like this where there's questions about job security and losing. And, you know, it's, at least he does it with a smile when he lies to us. Bill would frown when he would lie to us.
True. So. I also think if something were to happen with his job security, he wouldn't be on the market very long. Like, I still think that's the case. I still think he'd get hired pretty quickly somewhere else. And I sort of wonder if, like, that whole bluster about I'm not going to negotiate till the end of the year, I wonder if he wanted to re-up here. You know? I wonder if he wanted to stay here. I wonder if he looked at what was going on and thought, you know,
was all I'm doing this for my family. My
right.
family. And this a big day for my family, not necessarily me.
Yeah, they couldn't say no to $21 million. They probably love the area, obviously living in
the
Newton,
routine.
Yeah, the Metro West. They'd already gotten into it. The school system is terrific, and they don't want to upset that apple cart, if you will. Moving sucks. We all know that.
True.
But. All right.
You want to keep going? Does losing. So does losing lots of games and letting down your fans.
I was just curious where he would have gone.
We're cutting into the Christian Arkan show.
This is the Christian Arkan show.
We got 3 seconds until the Christian Arkan show. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. Thank you to Alex Cora for joining us today. If you missed that interview, check it out on the Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow. I think Mike Giardi will join us. Ted Johnson, Fitzy Hart. We got Stiz. We got Dan Ball. And I'm victorious again in Quiz with Stiz. So we'll
it was
go
a
to
tie.
Victory celebration. Stick around for Christian Arkan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.